I'm happy to be here this morning. I'm thankful that the Lord gives me a message. And, you know, one thing I can count on is that Sunil is always hungry. He said, feed me. Praise God. I wish I could, bro, but we're going to trust the Lord to feed him. And I trust that when he leaves here, he'll be fed up. Praise God. I want to start off, maybe we'll end up there too, in Luke chapter 5 this morning, and verses 1 to 4. And it says, so it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake. How would you say that? Genesaret? I can never pronounce that one right. But there's some hungry people there too, and Jesus was sharing the word of God, and they were pressing against him. And he saw two boats standing in the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them, and they were washing their nets. Amen. Well, that's all you're going to give us? And verse 3 says, then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and he taught the multitude from the boat. And when he stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Amen. Famous story of Peter launching out into the deep. And I want to say today that there's a large percentage of the Christian community that haven't tasted the abundant life that Jesus Christ has promised us. Haven't tasted of the abundant life that Jesus' death and resurrection has purchased for us to have. And it's an abundant life. Hallelujah. And you know, that's what Jesus said. He warned us about Satan. He comes to rob, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have life for you, and I have an abundant life for you, or a life more abundant. And I'm sure, well, some of you may not be able to receive this at first, but the reason we don't enter into this abundant life is because of our faith level, or we have a faulty faith, or our belief system isn't up to par, isn't up to scratch. And I want to show you that from the scripture, hallelujah, because Jesus died so we could all have an abundant life. I don't know about you. I want the abundant life. I want the fullness of God. Hallelujah. And if we look for a moment in chapter 4 of Mark, and we won't go there quite yet. Okay, she's already there. And but I want to talk about verse, I think it's 15, where Jesus is sowing the word of God. And it says that some fell by the wayside. And when the word fell by the wayside, Satan come and snatched it away before it could bear fruit in anyone's life. And the next category Jesus talks about is said, Jesus was sowing the word of God, and some fell on stony ground. And when trials came and persecution because of the word of God that was sown, it didn't bear fruit. And those folks that received that word fell away after a short while because their belief system wasn't up to scratch. Amen. Sometimes there's persecutions that come. And then there was the third category Jesus talked about. And those, the word of God that fell on stony ground. And in verse 18 and 19, let's read that. Angie had it up. And it says, now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in, choke the word, and it became unfruitful. So we see that their belief system, their faith level, wasn't allowing them to be able to receive the abundant life that Christ had, and the word of God was choked out in them. They didn't receive, they weren't able to go to the next level because they didn't have the faith to allow them to continue on. And so here the Lord is saying to Peter, launch out into the deep. You know what it said in the first verses? The fishermen weren't in the boats. They were washing their nets because they fished all night. Hey, now that, now they're cleaning up, they're washing up, they put their nets away, and now Jesus is saying, launch out into the deep and cast your net. I'm sure, I know what I'd be thinking. Oh, Lord, we just got all cleaned up. We just had a whole night of work. I just want to go home and lay on my couch and watch Netflix. And I'm sure Peter was feeling something along those lines. And but sometimes the only way we're going to taste the abundant life that Christ has for us is to be willing to go a little further, to go, be willing to go just a little deeper. Amen. Past what we know. Past. And so in order for Peter to grab hold of this, he would have to step outside of his own feelings. Do you know how hard that is? What was the people in the third category? Deceitfulness of riches and the desire for other things. And before they could go on, they would have to step out past their feelings. And so would Peter. And I'm not sure exactly what Peter was feeling. He'd have to tell us that. But, you know, isn't it true that we come to the Lord and sometimes we think, oh, that person would make a nice Christian. They got great abilities, you know. And but the Lord doesn't want your abilities. Did you know that? When you come to Jesus, he just wants you to be willing to come, and he's going to give you the abilities that he wants you to have to do the job he wants you to do. And it all comes from him. And so I've been pushed into scary places. I can't even count the times. The Lord, you know, the first time you ever do a funeral and your knees are just a knocking or you're doing something and the singers that were supposed to show up don't show up, and you know, you have to do a juggling act. And or the first time I was asked to share my testimony, I had a whole week. I was asked on Saturday to share my testimony the following Saturday, and I had a whole week of torment because I was going to have to stand in front of people and speak. And but you know, there's the Lord puts us in awkward situations, sometimes he asks you to launch out just a little deeper, go a little further, and it might be into a place where you're uncomfortable, like I was. I was definitely uncomfortable, and we don't like being pushed out into those places, and because I can't rely on it myself anymore. He pushed me out past my abilities, and isn't it true? Our interests, they lie within the realm of our own abilities, our own desires, our own wants. My hobbies are my hobbies, the things I'm interested in. And then when the Lord pushes you out past that a little bit, you got to trust on him. You have to put your trust in him. I can't do this, Lord. And I've heard that a million times, not only from myself, but from others around here. I can't do this, Lord. Let me tell you a little funny story. Pastor Gordon McKinnon said, we need a little work done around the church. Would you mind helping out? I said, no, okay. And so he said, well, he invited me out. He didn't invite me. He said, I just want you to fix this one table that I have. It wasn't too big. It looked like a card table, but it was really wobbly. So instead of coming and putting a spacer on one wheel so it would fit, you know, I took the whole assembly off and got a new leg and put it on there, screwed it all together, and I set it down, and I was admiring my handiwork, and the leg fell off and the table tipped over. Well, instead of seeing the humor in it, I was a little bit frustrated. Amen. And so, you know, I began to recognize that he gave that ability to Jeff Troy. And he didn't give it to me. Praise God. But we see in the fifth verse here of Peter's story, it says, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I let down the net. Amen. And so Peter told the Lord his feelings, but then he went a step further than that, and he allowed his faith to rise above his feelings. And how many times does the Bible tell us to do something and our feelings aren't lining up with what God's Word's telling us? And when we find out, finally, it might take us a couple times around the mountain, we finally obey the Word of God and we get blessed by it and we realize, I should have done this a long time ago. Amen. That happens all the time. And so here was Peter, and God gave him a key. The Lord gave him a key that would unlock a blessing to him. Amen. Now, this blessing that was unlocked to him was not abundant life. I got to tell you that. But it was a blessing, and because God knows how to bless us with material things. And God put a key in Peter's hands. All he had to do is put it in the lock and open up the door. He had received the blessing. Isn't it interesting? Maybe I'll bring this up in a minute after we read a few more verses. But I'd like to say that, you know, Peter was being drawn out past what he was feeling. You know, this can't be right. Lord, this is a futile. This exercise is going to be fruitless. But if he was in a bit of an awkward place, how can I obey Jesus and tell the Lord, you know, I already told him this is fruitless, but he won't listen. Doesn't he know I'm an expert fisherman? But he could not disobey Jesus and obey him at the same time. So he launched out a little further. It's the way where we bear fruit. Has anyone heard that faith is heaven's currency? Amen. It's with faith that we purchase the blessings of God. Hallelujah. So in order for Peter to lay hold of this blessing, he was going to have to let his level of faith rise up. He would have to bypass his belief system and not go by feelings. He'd have to live by faith. And so he took the next step, and he launched out into deeper waters. He would have to depend on the Lord's instructions and depend on the Lord. The results of what was going to happen shouldn't have mattered to Peter. The results, you know, I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do, and I'll have to leave the results in God's hands. Have you ever done that? I've done it lots. So you leave the results in the Lord's hands. You depend on him. You step out. And even though it didn't line up with Peter's feelings, he stepped out anyway. We know what happened. Verse 6 says, and when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Then Simon Peter saw it. He fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with them were astonished at the catch of fish that they had caught. So the Lord was getting ready to give Peter something, and he was getting Peter ready to give him something. Isn't it awesome that the Lord can bless us with blessings so big that we can't receive them? Amen. And so this was a material blessing. And listen, we'd be lying if we said God can't bless us with material blessings, because he's been taking care of me always. He's faithful. He watches over us. He takes care of us, and he knows our financial situations, and he's able to loose to us great blessings, or he's able to keep us in a confined, restricted area financially if he desires. But here the Lord had something for Peter. When God prepares us for a blessing, that he gives us a blessing that's too big for our little boat. Amen. You ever have that happen?